Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. Hope you're not getting too much more rain.
Oh, boy.
As, goodness, another round of weather is moving across the Lone Star State. It has filled up, all this rain has filled up many of our lakes.
I was going to say everything.
About everything, right? Mm-hmm. And with that, we've got an interesting event coming up in the month of May. That is the annual Texas Bass Classic.
Oh, that little thing.
Yeah, which has become absolutely a beast.
Yeah.
Now known as Toyota Texas Fest. And, you know, it's gone beyond just fishing and entertainment, but a whole lot more. And to give us a preview is our friend Lenny Francoeur, Texas Bass Classic Tournament Director. He will be joining us. Plus, we've got some news, updates, the outdoor report, and a whole lot more. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. It's Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME. 92-G-A-M-E.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join Don Armstrong and me for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And as mentioned at the opening, rain continues to come down across the Lone Star State. It's supposed to actually build as we go through this weekend. And, man.
Yeah.
Say some prayers, because there's some folks that are really puckered up right now.
Well, you're one of them. Really, you know, and that's an interesting thing. Our reservoirs and stuff in where we are in the Houston area, you know, they're built so many years ago, and that's, you know, to prevent things further down.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff's happening.
Well, let me tell you something.
Up.
In the Austin area, Mansfield Dam, they're releasing water for the first time since, I believe it's 2007.
You know,
releasing water, and, you know, it's not as if they're not getting some water.
Right.
On up into the Metroplex and East Texas and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. I mean, it's Texas weather is what it is.
Sure.
We go from a historic drought.
Correct.
You know, to now historic, you know, rainfall. And
I'm blaming it all on Al Gore.
Oh, my goodness. What?
How about that election?
Name to forget. Want to pass on some sad news. A gentleman that was recognized as America's most popular artist. He never graced the cover of Texas Outdoors Journal. His style and theme just did not work for us, but was a phenomenal artist, and that is the passing of Terry Redlin. He was 78. He had struggled with dementia for the past 9 years, and goodness, dementia, Alzheimer, anything that has to do with the mind, you know, slipping away,
sure.
You know, is just tragic, and I feel for anybody that has to deal with it, or family members that deal with it. But anyway, his passing is noted, and really some neat stuff. He made his mark as depiction of rural America.
Oh, okay.
You know, kind of the sunset or sunrise, but the fire, you know, in the fireplace, looking in at a cabin, and you can look into it, you know.
Okay.
Really, really neat depictions of some work. Goodness, the political arena continues to go. We have more primaries that have been spoken for and primaries that are coming up. But one thing that's interesting during election year in particular is that voters have an opportunity in straw polls and canvases is to voice their support or opposition to many topics of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, guess what that is, Harold?
What was that?
I bet it's guns.
Well, it could be, you think?
But 7 out of 10 American voters do not support allowing crime victims to sue firearm manufacturers and retailers when firearms they made are sold lawfully after background checks are used illegally in crime.
You got to let me fling something in here, too. Attorneys are chomping at the bit because if something like that is allowed— Then here I play attorney. I can't wait to sue GM for that wreck that was caused.
Yeah, well, they can't chase ambulances anymore, so they're looking for something else.
Sue Ford for that drunken driver that killed somebody.
Sure.
Or sue Apple for allowing all of those damn selfies. Or on and on and on. I mean, when you're going after a manufacturer for some end use that had nothing to do with them. That's a bad news thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And this really crosses party lines. Strong Republicans, 91% in favor. Those that lean Republican, 86%. Strong Democrat, 47% versus 45% were favored this. Lean Democrat, 67% and 75% of independent. So interesting news. A lot of things are going on in the Lone Star State, despite the fact that we've got some weather.
Uh-huh.
And I want to congratulate my friend Ron Hoover, who owns Ron Hoover RV and Marine locations across the Lone Star State. Ron was a big guy that lost a bunch of weight.
Oh.
But he does things in a Texas way. Everything big.
Okay.
So now out in Katy, Texas, the grand opening is going on, and, mm-hmm. and y'all really need to get out. I was out there midweek looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
It is now billed as the biggest boat and RV dealership, you know, under one roof.
Wow.
And it is huge, mm-hmm. and it is gorgeous, and they've got all sorts of festivities. Joe French, the manager, out there. But go out. If you're leaving from Houston, mm-hmm. you go through the KDS and you take the Peterson Road and do the overpass and come back.
Okay.
If you're coming in from west of Katy, then you still will exit Peterson and stay on the frontage road.
Okay.
And it is huge and just a lot of neat things that are going
all
on.
Right, so that's on just like the west edge of Katy Mills, right?
Katy Mills?
Katy Mills Mall.
It's just kind beyond that. It's beyond that.
Well, from here,
it's a couple of miles. Couple of miles beyond. Further west.
Yeah,
right. We're talking about the weather, and it's nice that it's going to be, you know, that the facility is covered under a roof. You know,
yeah.
So go out there and dodge the raindrops and run in and see what's going on.
Which is sort of interesting, since you know, like the traditional boat operations and RV operations, most of it's outside.
Yeah, absolutely. The Weather Channel has come out. We normally are touting AccuWeather, mm-hmm. but the Weather Channel has come out with their extended summer forecast.
Okay.
For the entire country. Mm-hmm. And it's like the country went upside down.
Ooh.
Because across much of Texas, save and except the Panhandle, and far west Texas, over into western Louisiana, mm-hmm. May through August is going to be much below average.
Oh.
And I'm looking at Farmer's Almanac going, yeah. Okay, let's just check.
Right.
And they're showing temperatures running a little below.
Uh-huh.
Then you, above that line, say just above the Metroplex, the Panhandle and on up to, oh, maybe southern Kansas, uh-huh. is going to be below average.
Uh-huh.
Up in Minnesota?
Okay.
Much above average.
My mother-in-law will like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they won't know how to act, you know. There'll be a run on Bermuda shorts, you know,
yeah.
and suntan lotion, you know.
Yeah.
So. Bob. Oh, we're getting a bug in our ear, you know.
Yeah.
This weekend.
I'm sorry. Last time my wife and I watched Fargo, she go, do we really sound like that? He's from Minneapolis. Yeah.
They almost go, eh?
Yeah. A little further north than that.
That's a little further
just
north.
Just across the border, yeah.
Right. Texas Sand Fest is going on and goes through Sunday in Port A. And this is another one of those events that's taken a life of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing the things that can be done in sand and the way they do it and how long it will hold up before, right. you know, wind and other things take place. But that's a fun thing that's
going on. Because
they
do some of this stuff. It's just amazing what they do. And you go, you know, it's going to wash away.
All that effort, all that right. talent. This weekend is a split weekend, last day of April, first day of May. And as everybody knows, mm-hmm. it fishes for black bass April 30th mm-hmm. into the Sharlunker season.
Ooh.
Did we have a Sharlunker season this year?
Not much, did we?
No, we really didn't. Unless something happens on Saturday, the last day of the month.
Yeah.
We've got two entries.
What do we attribute this to? They're hiding from the thunder and lightning?
I think it's more water.
Yeah.
More vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
They get back in areas that have grown up and are so thick it's tough for anglers to get to.
Right.
And but we're going to talk to Lenny about that, Frank Corr, when we talk about the Toyota Bass. When the best of the best come to Texas
mm-hmm.
and Lake Ray Roberts, where the event's going to be held this year, it is going to be interesting to see how those guys do.
There you go.
Because I think it was a couple of years ago when we struggled and, gee, you know, what are we going to do? And these guys just came in and really showed their stuff.
Mm.
They set a new record, mm-hmm. I think, for tournaments on weight, if memory serves me correct. If you want to go fishing, everybody's familiar in the wintertime with the rainbow trout stocking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can go to many of your same favorite lakes. In fact, there's 18 of them across the Lone Star State where through summer they stock catfish and, you know, get you some catfish fillets.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very good.
What do you got going away? I mean, you just came back from where?
Yep. I was in Nashville. I love it there. They're our first cousins over there. Anyhow,
I spent a year and a half there. That's a great town.
And it was a great town. Great people. And went, and it's only 2 years old, went to their AAA baseball stadium, which is right downtown.
Right.
But it's not like, you know, a big multi-million. I mean, well, it would cost a few million, but it's just really nice.
Yeah.
I was there with our friends at Nissan. And we had, you know, our hot dogs and sauerkraut and whatever, and watching the game the first night. But there to drive the new Titan XD gas-powered one.
Right.
Recently they came out with their XD diesel, which is selling like hotcakes. And they fit that right in between a heavy-duty and a half-ton. So it's they're going for this sweet spot, and it's working. They're selling them like hotcakes.
Right.
And then this is the V8 version, same size body, though. And then the, I'll say the standard, the half-ton Titan will be coming out this summer. But got to tour their engine factory, which mm-hmm. was absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
And a lot of fun. And I got to do a shout-out to Bell Buckle, Tennessee, because on our drive, we went to the town of Bell Buckle, which is below Smyrna. And had lunch at the Bell Buckle Cafe, And when I wanted to take the picture, I was leaving. We got there early, like 11, and left about noonish to finish our drive over to the engine factory. And so many people were standing waiting to get in. I couldn't get the picture. I should have got earlier. It is a temple to moon pies. And you walk in the front, and it's like floor-to-ceiling shelves of moon pies.
Oh, Lord.
And then, of course, I asked the lady, being a smart aleck, you know, you got any RC? Well, of course you got RC. What do you think? You know, finished my meal with a moon pie sundae. It was great. But, yeah, it's just one of these places. Build it and they will come.
Oh, that's great.
But, you know, Bell Buckle, Tennessee.
Tell
put
you
it
what,
on your list.
You mentioned minor league baseball.
Yeah.
I tell you what, another reason why I love to go to the Midcoast, go fishing, great fishing.
Right.
But then go to Whataburger Field there in Corpus Christi, yeah. You know, and watch the Hooks, the Astros AA affiliate.
Right.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But
laid back
but let
and
me
cheap
caution.
Seats, too.
Yeah, but I was with a buddy about 8 years ago, and over a beer and a hot dog, he convinced me, well, several beer and hot dogs, convinced me to buy a boat.
Oh.
So, you know, there's
that one you still have?
Yeah, it's the one. Yeah. It's the one I've got. And, you know, Miss Ann's a great craft. She's about to have a new owner. So.
Ah.
All right, we're going to slide to the side.
Right.
there's a phrase from the past.
There you go.
And we'll be back to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
America's best-selling truck 39 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, cause it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they will build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
This year, the 27th annual CCA Star Fishing Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit, has a special lure. Enter by April 29th, and you're automatically entered in the Early Bird Draw with a chance to win a Dartle 21-foot Scout, Mercury Motor, and McLean Trader Package worth $40,000. Plus, you can still fish the tournament for over $1 million in scholarships and prizes from sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mercury Marine, Whataburger, Rio Ammunition, LV Building Products, Top Power Polaris. Enter by April 29th at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. Get information at participating Texas Ford Dealers or StarTournament.org. But hurry, because as the saying goes, the early bird gets the boat.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. All right, Harold, what's it been, on or off the road this week?
Just about anywhere I wanted to go. It was the 2016 Tacoma TRD Sport 4x4 double cab. A real sales winner. I mean, this is probably the best thing that Toyota makes, I think. They're building them now in Texas at the plant for the Tundras. But they're doing so well with the Tacomas, they had to up the production on those things. A very solid ride, very capable. It's mid-size, and I think it's just the right size for a lot of people. You know, some people get too much truck. Some people maybe don't get enough. There's a lot to like about this. A lot of style, too. When they add the sport to it, you get the hood scoop, which still irritates me because it's non-functional, but it wouldn't matter because the air intake is way below where that scoop is anyway. But it looks cool. The engine is their V6. It's a 3.5-liter, 278 horsepower. Six-speed automatic transmission, automatic limited slip differential. Okay, four-wheel on demand, part-time 4x4, two-speed, electronically controlled transfer case, etc. All the skid plates, all the good stuff for that off-road. Rear backup camera, their star safety system. Exterior's got that color-keyed hood scoop, projector beam headlights. The composite bed with 120-volt power outlet in the bed, which I really like. a really good deck rail system with adjustable tie-down cleats. Inside, fabric trim seats with a lumbar support, smart key start with keyless entry, leather trim on the steering wheel, 7-inch high-res screen. Inside, individual heat controls and temperature controls, front dual-zone climate, spot monitor with rear cross traffic alert, you know, and more. Engine oil cooler, transmission cooler, power steering cooler. So it's set up to handle the nasties. Base price loaded, $33,700. Some of the optional equipment that was on the one I checked out only put it up to about $38,000. But it's quite a vehicle. They're very, very capable. And if you get their crawl control, that's one of the most amazing things ever. It's a little knob, and it sets five different speeds. And all you do is steer. And I've seen this thing buried over the axles in really soft sand and just set the thing and let go and watch it wiggle because it changes the power to whatever wheel is necessary. And I've seen this thing with a bunch of jaded press just climb out of it. It just sort of elevated itself and got out, and everybody's going, do it again. I mean, it's really amazing. So you need to check that thing out. Anyway, 18 miles per gallon city, 23 on the highway. Just an outstanding vehicle. This is the 2016 Toyota Tacoma TRD Sport 4x4 double cab.
I've got this vision of some guys that drive up and down Texas beaches going, give that to me, and let me see if I can stick it.
Oh,
you know?
Sure. Let me see if I can stick it. You're right there. Right. You got it.
Oh, it's time for the Outdoor Report.
Remember the last two words you hear from one of those guys. Watch this.
Right.
Or the last three, hold my beer.
Exactly. Anyway. Oh, my goodness. Too much fun. Here we go. Amistad Reservoir fishing is just phenomenal. The spawn is taking place out in the main lake, deep, for the most part, up the rivers. The spawn is over with. Power plant lakes, Brawny, Calaveras, Coletta Creek. Fishing, black bass fishing has been very good. Rattle traps and soft plastics. On Brawny, near Dead Tree Point, they've had some good striped bass fishing. On Calaveras, black bass fishing has been good around the reeds. Falcon Reservoir, black bass fishing, good on watermelon and chartreuse, soft plastic, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps. Then we head up to Lake Brownwood, and goodness gracious, y'all got more water, and it is in great shape. And black bass fishing has been very good up there. Spinnerbaits, redbug spinnerbaits, and shaky heads with grande bass. Finesse worms fished in 3 to 6 feet have worked.
Now, we're giving the best reports that we have as of now, but, of course, the weather changes things a lot. So, and if everybody does not get what we are talking about, and because of how everything changes, and like, well, I'm not going to go anywhere for 3 days, where can they go to find out a lot of this information?
Well, they can check Texas Outdoors Journal. We give updates. We've got links to fishing reports.
Well, that would be your website?
Website.
What is that?
TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
Okay.
And there's a link to Texas Outdoor News Radio. So
hey!
Back and forth.
I like it. Right. Okay, let's go to Lake Conroe. Black bass are good on watermelon, Carolina rig soft plastics, and on small spinner baits. Catfish are good on stinky bait and cheese bait. Lake of the Pines, there's no report available right now, so call ahead. Livingston, black bass are good on watermelon crankbaits, spinner baits, rattle traps. Striped bass are fair on live shad. White bass are good on rattle traps and little fishies. Crappie are good on minnows. Blue cats are good on shad. Yellow cats are fair on live bait. Athens, black bass are good on Texas rig craws, hollow body frogs, and buzz baits. Crappie are good on minnows. Bastrop, black bass are good on watermelon crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps. Channel and blue cats are good on live bait, shrimp, and stinky bait. Belton, black bass are good on soft plastic worms on the bottom. Hybrid stripers are fair on live shad. White bass are good on light blue jigs. Crappie are good on minnows under lights at night. Channel and blue cats are good on summer sausage and hot dogs. Wait, those are mine. Okay, Fayette, black bass are good on shad, crankbaits, and watermelon soft plastic worms over grass. Palestine, white bass are good on slabs. Richland Chambers, hybrid stripers are good on slabs. Somerville, hybrid stripers are good on green striper jigs. Channel and blue cats are good on shrimp. Tawakoni, catfish are good on trot lines. Texoma, black bass are good on crankbaits, spinnerbaits, pop-ars. Crappie are good on minnows and white jigs. Striped bass are good on slabs and minnows. Central Texas, Big Lake Buchanan. Black bass are good on bleeding shad rattle traps, chartreuse terminator spinnerbaits, and pumpkin seed wacky sticks over grass in the creeks. Canyon, Black bass are good on chartreuse topwaters and spinnerbaits, and on root beer, red flake, baby brush hogs in creeks and main lake flats in 10 to 18 feet of water. Smallmouth bass are good on chartreuse tubes and jig heads, white JDC curl tail grubs and bleeding shag tiny traps along main lake points and ledges. LBJ, black bass are good on perch-colored topwaters, watermelon red rattle traps, green pumpkin tubes in 12 to 25 feet of water. Crappie are good on minnows and chartreuse curbs, crappie jigs over brush piles. Travis, high. Enjoy it while you can, friends. High. Black bass are good on chrome topwaters, watermelon brush hogs, and white grubs.
On the coast, we've got rain, so Calcasieu and Sabine Lake fish the south end of those estuaries. West Bay over at Calcasieu might be, or West Cove might be kind of muddy, but during the week should settle down. Sabine along the from Blue Buck Point over to the Louisiana shoreline, just a lot of fresh water coming down. Captain Ryan Battistoni out of Galveston says trout have started to stack up as predicted with the excess rainfall and floodwaters runoff from the San Jacinto and Trinity Rivers. Unfair lures, rip and slash, and dog walkers have taken the majority of the fish, and this is over Shell, East Galveston, and Lower Galveston Bay is where he is doing most of his fishing. East Matagorda remains on fire. Captain Trey Pry continues to put clients on trophy trout, unfair lures, rip and slash, as well as the dog walker most often mentioned. Captain Kendall Kirsch has been fishing the mid-bay reefs. He said that many of the fish that have been caught have already spawned on the last full moon, but about half of them still seem to have eggs. Captain Nathan Bebout fishing out of Sea Drift. Folks, I keep telling you, and you need to check this out as we get closer into summer. Cedar Bio is having a major impact, positive impact, fishing Ayers, Mesquite, and the lower portion of San Antonio Bay. Captain Alan Sifford, King Ranch Shoreline, probably one of the hottest stretches of shoreline, you know, on the Gulf Coast right now. He's catching a good solid trout in 3 feet to the shoreline. And finally, on the Lower Laguna Madre, Captain Hincho Gutierrez said that the intercoastal up north has some trout and flounder hitting live shrimp. South of Gauss Wells to the second drum boat, good for trout and scattered reds. And the causeways have scattered trout and sheep's head hitting live shrimp.
I do have a bone to pick, though, with the Nashville airport, because once you clear security, you can't find any barbecue. That's really irritating.
I haven't been there, so I don't know that airport anymore.
I had to get a Wendy's when I got on the plane. But anyway, but the folks are really nice.
Yeah.
Anyhow, checking the Texas Outdoor Journal, fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday is rated as good. This Sunday is the first of three best days of the week. Monday's another good one. Tuesday slips to fair. Wednesday and Thursday are our two best days. Excuse me. Two more good days of the week. Friday and next Saturday are two more best days. Next Sunday is rated as good. This weekend, look for game to be active from right around sunrise until late morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early morning until early afternoon. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll find times have continued to adjust. So look for this most active period to begin during the mid-morning hours, last until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, game will be actively feeding from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Friday, May the 6th, we will have a new moon on the coast. This weekend, Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide. This Sunday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Monday through next Saturday are a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two lows each day. Next Sunday is another three-tide day with two high tides and just one low.
On the hunting scene, well, today we're done on the eight counties where they have a one turkey bag limit. And then the North Zone will continue to run through May 15. Tomorrow on Sunday, May 1st, the South Zone spring turkey season in 54 counties will conclude. But you've got javelinas,
yep,
designated season all the way through August 31st, plus pigs and exotics, and plenty of time at the range to practice.
Yes, indeed.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Lenny Francord, tournament director for the Texas Bass Classic, will be joining us.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra.
When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and it is group participation time. Everybody gather around the radio and join us and say...
But this time, if you have laryngitis like me, we'll do it quietly. Hey, Port A.
That's Port Aransas, hey! On Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style. Told you earlier in the program about Texas Sand Fest going on this weekend. Fishing is heating up, both inshore as well as offshore.
But there's like something like a fest, a tournament, a something all the time.
It is hopping. It is the hot spot on the Texas Midcoast for sure. Go to their website, portaransas.org, for information, or give them a call at 800-405-COAST. And when you call, be sure and say,
"Hey, Port A."
Oh, they love to hear that.
You betcha.
All right. Hey, from Port Aransas, we're going to head to North Texas and join us to give a preview of what, you know, started out as the Texas Bass Classic and has now taken on a life of itself. It's become a beast. I guess it's Toyota Texas Fest with Texas Bass Classic part of the festivities. Tournament director, Lenny Francoeur. Lenny, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Bill and Harold. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, Bill says a beast. Of course, that's a growth thing. But as far as the status of this event, I mean, this is big time, isn't it, Lenny?
It is. We're we morphed a little bit this year by adding a name to the event as the Toyota Texas Fest, and really, it's just a way of us to celebrate all the great things the event has to offer and is about. It's certainly. The Toyota Texas Bass Classic is what we are and what we've been over the last 10 years. We're still that. We're just adding a broader name to make sure we get as many people to participate in all of our programming as we can.
Yeah, but also I was alluding to the status of the event, though. Among the tournament pros, this is big time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're, you know, year in and year out, qualifying for the Toyota Texas Bass Classic is the hardest event on the planet to qualify for. You know, we take the top 15 from the Bassmaster Elite Series, the top 15 from the Walmart FLW Tour. So this event is probably three times as hard to qualify for those own tour championships. Yeah. So it truly really is the best of the best that we put together and for 3 days. And we're excited to come to North Texas and try our shot at Lake Ray Roberts.
Well, Brent Eller, I think, really summed it up last year's winner when he said winning the Toyota Texas Bass Classic was one of the biggest achievements in his career. And he said the TTBC is the most difficult event to qualify for in professional bass fishing. And to raise the trophy on the final day, you know that you've beaten the most elite group of anglers on the planet. Lenny, we have gone from Fork to Conroe, back to Fork to Ray Roberts. What's the thinking? Are y'all just kind of moving around different venues now?
Well, you know, the whole origin of the Toyota Texas Bass Classic and the reason why it was created is for one main purpose, and that was to raise awareness and funding for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. We can't do that by staying in one spot. So, you know, it will perpetually move. You know, we were at Lake Fork for 2 years, went to Lake Conroe for five, back to Fork for 2 years. So it's always going to be a rotation. Now, we may end up in Ray Roberts for a number of years. We don't know that. That's a year-to-year decision that the folks at Toyota and collaboratively with the Parks and Wildlife we make. But, you know, having an opportunity to fish Lake Ray Roberts, to utilize an amazing facility at Toyota Stadium in Frisco, which is where FC Dallas soccer team calls home, you know, we're taking this event to a whole nother level. We're now no longer in a farm field. We're now at a world-class sporting arena. And that's you know, that's saying a lot. We've come a long way in 10 years.
Absolutely. I remember a couple of years ago, I believe it was, when a new record for tournament was caught, and this was during a time when anglers were struggling, and I had commented, gee, I wonder what happens when the best of the best show up. Now we've got a situation where, you know, lakes are full, they're brimful, maybe overfull. Fish are scattered, a lot more structure to hide. And once again, the field is going to be challenged, and we're going to see what the best of the best does this year, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a total of 38 anglers in our field this year. And, you know, those are, you said it perfectly, Bill. I mean, they are the best of the best. I mean, you look at guys like Kevin Van Dam or Mike Iaconelli, you know, Kelly Jordan, Brent Ayler. I mean, the list goes on and on. These are the biggest, baddest bass fishing pros in the world, and the vast majority of them have never been on Lake Ray Roberts.
Right, right.
So we're going to really get a good, they're going to have 2 days of practice, but short of that, there's not a lot of information or really experience, and I think that'll actually help a lot of the guys. You know, Lake Ray Roberts is, it probably wouldn't be in the bass fishing fish, or you know, in the top, you know, one or two that lakes in Texas that a bass fisher might want to go to, but it's very sneaky. It was built along the same guidelines that Lake Fork was built. It hasn't gotten the fishing pressure or the notoriety that Lake Fork has, but I think we're going to surprise a lot of people, and that lake traffic's going to be up, you know, following this event in May, because we think, and you know, obviously you mentioned lake levels being up, you know, that's certainly, they've had some periods of time where they've had to close the lake off, so there hasn't been a ton of fishing pressure on the lake.
Right.
So
yeah,
these guys are gonna show up and they're gonna catch them, and I think they're gonna surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, well. Lenny, we got backed up on our clock here. We need to get a break here, knocked out, and we can come back and talk about this great tournament. And then also, I'm gonna have the burning question when we start. I want you to think about this. Where is Ray Roberts? And we'll find out, friends, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News. Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural Texas have had a trusted financial resource in Capital Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com. Financing Texas for 100 years.
Hi, friends. Get on over to Carter's Country. You know, right now, I tell everybody the best investment you can make is in ammunition. And Carter's has everything you need for pistol, rifle, or shotgun from the folks at Federal. Also, their really economical price shotgun shells are the Estate line. And so while you're at it, you might as well go ahead and get a shotgun. Right now, they have the new V3 Field Sport from Remington. Everybody is raving about this. New for 2016. And Carter's got a special price on it of only $759.97. 7 cents. And, you know, concealed carry folks, they got a sale right now, the Taurus TCP 738. It's a 380 polymer frame, only $219.97. And right now, 6 months free financing, and they'll even pay the interest. Carter's Country, four great locations in the Houston area, straight shooting since 1961.
We continue our conversation with Texas Bass Classic Tournament Director Lenny Francoeur. Lenny, we're so fired up about this event, we failed to give dates. Give us the dates for the Classic, May 20 through 22, is that right?
That's right, yeah, May 20 to 22. All the fishing competition components will take place at Lake Ray Roberts, which is north of Dallas, about 10 miles north of Denton. And all the weigh-in and event festival activities will take place at Toyota Stadium in Frisco. It's about a 20-mile or so drive from the lake to the stadium.
All right, and there's other festivities going on, and I know that there is a lineup that you all have, a website for information. What is that website that we'll give several times now?
Yeah, the ToyotaTexasFest.com. And all the information, schedule events, how to purchase tickets, all the information you need on the event and all the history of the event, everything's listed there. You mentioned lineup. We've got 3 full days of activities. We've got a giant outdoor expo area with a bunch of different companies selling, you know, products and services. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Outdoor Adventures area with all their interactive kid fishing games and archery and climbing walls and all that fun stuff. Toyota brings out a massive display where you're able to ride trucks over different obstacles in the parking lot. They have a big, giant teeter-totter that you can drive some Toyota vehicles over, which will be fun. We do a kid zone with inflatables, all that stuff. Everything's free when you buy the ticket. In addition to the concerts that we have each night, so on Friday, we've got Eric Paslay opening for Big and Rich. Saturday, we got Roger Krager opening for Lee Bryce. And Sunday, we got Chase Bryant opening for Kip Moore. So there's certainly no shortage of things to do or things to be entertained by over the 3 days of the event. Tickets are only $10 a day, and you get all that stuff.
Wow, what a deal.
Yeah, can I eat and drink?
Or get in free.
Yeah, can I eat and drink when I'm there, Lenny?
You can, absolutely. We can't bring any food or drink in, but the stadium's going to have all their concessions open. We've got a new component as part of the Texas Fest this year where we're doing the Lone Star Food Festival hosted by Texas chef Dean Faring. So we're going to have about 12 to 15 restaurants set up out there on the concourse on Saturday and Sunday. That's an upgraded ticket for $25 a day, and you can sample a bunch of food from restaurants. We got beer and wine, other samples available as part of that ticket price too. And you get upgraded seating and upgraded ticket to the pit in front of the stage for the concert. So I mean, the greatest thing about this event beyond the ticket price is all that money goes straight to Parks and Wildlife. You know, this is not a for-profit venture. This is all about helping raise awareness and funding for Parks and Wildlife. So every dollar through those ticket sales go to help that effort.
Well, and that's a great value because I've been to Faring's up there, and I had to trade my car in to cover my tab. But I tell you what, man.
that was just for your appetizer.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, I mean, that's absolutely outstanding. I mean, that's just tremendous. And what did you say, too, about kids' pricing?
Yeah, so kids 15 and under get in free with a ticket adult. So, just, I guess, again, a way to help families to come out, and kids 15 and under in free for all the general admission tickets. We also allow military and their families in free all 3 days as well. So there's certainly no barrier participation by way of ticket price. And you can get tickets a couple different ways. ToyotaTexasFest.com, you can purchase them through there, or you can go through the Toyota Stadium box office on-site or over the phone to get those tickets.
And that's in Frisco, Texas. The event, May 20th through the 22nd, and you referred to the Toyota Stadium. That is where the weigh-in, that's where the big, I mean, anybody that's seen the Bass Classic knows this is where the big hoopla, they'll roll, the boats, bring the fish in, and that's where all that takes place. Right, Lenny?
That's right. And one of the unique things about this tournament, which sets it apart from all other bass fishing tournaments, is It truly is a conservation first themed event. It's all catch, weigh, and immediate release on the water. We have live leaderboards, so you know real time what everyone's weights are on the water. We do allow each angler to bring in one fish over 21 inches. That'll be eligible for the big fish prize, which is a brand new Toyota Tundra. So not too shabby if you're one cast away from a brand new truck.
Wow.
But they'll show those giant fish as part of our weigh-in program on the stage each night at 5 o'clock.
Again, the website, toyotatexasfest.com. The dates, May 20 through 22nd. This thing has continued to grow. Lenny, to you and your staff and everybody involved, congratulations on an event that truly has supported, you know, Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation and all that, and Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, all that it does for wild things here in the Lone Star State. We appreciate you joining us again today.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Harold. Appreciate
Thank you, Lenny. Thank you, sir. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You get 12 people around a table, and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If a burglar smashes into your house in the middle of the night, do you believe you have the right to defend yourself and your family?
If so, you need to join the National Rifle Association now.
Some say you shouldn't be allowed to have a firearm to protect yourself, even in your own home.
They say because criminals use guns to commit crimes, you can't have a gun to protect yourself from criminals.
If you disagree, join the one group big enough and strong enough to protect your rights. The NRA.
Call 1-877-NRA-2000 now to join NRA.
That's 1-877-NRA-2000. Or go to insureyourgunrights.com.
For $25, you'll get the magazine of your choice, insurance, and if you act now, NRA's 20-piece multi-tool free.
Join the NRA.
Save your firearms.
And stand up for your freedoms. Call 1-877-NRA-2000 now.
Or go to insureyourgunrights.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Okay, here's a list, friends. On May the 4th, West Houston Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Houston. For tickets and info, 713-966-0884. May 6th, Stephen F. Austin Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Nacogdoches. 979-533-7839. May 6th, Fish with a Ranger at Inks State Park. Inks Lake State Park outside of Burnett. Learn the basics, spend some time trying to catch the big one. Free fishing program, cover all the essential skills of fishing. They're going to provide the gear too. Really neat. Call them up at 512-793-4689. May 12th, Comal County Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in New Braunfels, 979-450-0051. May 13th, Brush Country Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser in Floresville, 210-487-1665. May 14th, Houston Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Duck Foundation Big Game Banquet at the J.W. Marriott West Chase. For tickets and information and reservations, 713-697-6522. And May 14th, Texas A&M University Corpus Christi Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Corpus. For tickets and reservations, 830-285-9716. And go to one of those great events in your new Ford truck.
Folks, here's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Then take that Ford truck over to Carter's Country and load up on the good stuff. Right now, 6 months free financing. They're going to pay the interest. The Smith & Wesson M&P 15OR, rugged, lightweight, 223, outstanding. Save a bunch, only $889.97. And slap on top of that thing the Loophole Pigplex, 1-4x20. Pig-specific reticle, really cool, $249.97. Here's a great value on a rifle, the Ruger American Predator at 308, and this new 6.5 Creedmoor, only $399.97. Just great values every day at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Check it out in advance at carterscountry.net and then get the over to Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
Want to thank our guest, Lenny Francoeur, tournament director for the Toyota Texas Bass Classic. Go to toyotatexasfest.com for tickets and more information.
That's right. And go to our website, texasoutdoornews.com. You see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. You can also click on the Stitcher tab there. Go to stitcher.com and get that free app. And you can listen to our show anywhere on your smartphone, on your PC, on your tablet, on your whatever you got. It's really a great deal. Do remember that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers, okay? And more importantly, remember, be very safe out there, friends, because we want you back next week for more Texas Outdoor News.